guess as it relates to the 0.13 ramp, number one, do you feel like when you look at your NV3 to start and then some of the more mainstream versions of the FX architecture, do you feel like yields are where they need to be, number one? Number two, is there enough capacity, you think, to drive your objectives for the year? And then thirdly, when will you start to move to 300-millimeter wafers at TSMC?
One of the things that we did, the concern that maybe is the background of your question is really a good one, which is ultimately we're about to go into a brand new architecture. It is likely to be an architecture that ramps very quickly. Do we have enough 0.13 micron capacity, period? And what are we doing as a company to ensure that we're in a good position about it? We're really disappointed, quite frankly, with how long it took ourselves to get NV30 into the marketplace. We finally have it in the marketplace, and we feel like we've got our arms around the 0.13 micron challenges. But one of the more clever things that we did towards the beginning of last year was dedicated our lowest-end GeForce FX. Okay, it's our mainstream GeForce FX that is likely to have an opportunity of, you know, tens of millions of units in the year, to target that chip in 0.15 micron, because there's just a huge amount of capacity. And so the irony has it that whereas our competitor chose 0.15 micron on top and 0.13 in the bottom, we chose 0.15 on the bottom and 0.13 on top. And I think that makes sense. I think that makes sense, because you want your highest performance technology to be the highest performance technology. And your mainstream is going to require just millions and millions of chips, and we chose 0.15 micron. And so my sense is that in a very short period of time, my expectation is that we'll have a tenfold advantage in terms of number of units out in the marketplace.